Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the view.
And good morning again, Dan, once again, as promised, Wes Blakey joining me today. I guess the mayor must be busy today.
Good morning, Dan. Well, you know, you get reelected, you can just do it.
Never going to see him anymore.
He's Omaha Lincoln. He's doing something down there for a couple days, so he's off. And Jill ran the meeting last night as the council president, so she's the president, or the mayor tempore, I guess.
Right.
But she's headed out to see a grandchild out in Colorado, I believe, is where they're still at. So
okay.
I'm not sure who's running the place right now. I think we go with Matt Eichheit as the next in line for seniority. So he's run a meeting or two for us when the other two have been gone.
I'm sure he's in the line for presidential succession, too.
We can't keep him in the same room. They can never be in the same room at the same time.
There you go. I'm glad you're there to keep things coordinated.
Right.
All right. And I say you were talking about your son and mock trial and one axe and all that.
Yeah, you look at our busy lives and then you look at what your kids are doing, and it's just sometimes amazing how they can keep their head above ground too, or above water. It's crazy how busy they get, and it kind of then spills over into our lives too. And you want to support them as much as possible.
Yep.
Can't do everything, but you try to get to what you can. And like I said, I went to a one act performance in Norfolk yesterday, and then my wife went to the mock trial stuff in West Point, and
right.
So we kind of divide and conquer when we can, and I know all families are out there doing the same type of thing.
Yes. Congratulations to our mock trial teams. They got knocked out, but they did quite well this year.
Yeah, runner up, and yeah, you know, huge thanks. I'm on that other side, you know, I help out with basketball, so I know the time that like Sandy Brown puts into it after hours and as a volunteer judge ends, and then obviously Coach Josh Johnson does a great job with him too.
Right.
But shout out to those volunteers as well that help out.
Yes, everything's going well with the schools right now. Well, I guess while we're talking about schools, had any discussions with the group that's talking about what schools may be doing?
Yeah, so we have an agenda item on the agenda every meeting anymore, just to kind of be able to talk if we need to about that. And last night, Brent Pick is on that committee with the school, and so he's a good liaison to the city council as a council member as well. And the update is they're going to have a meeting on the 28th. That's their next scheduled meeting to make some decisions on some stuff as a recommending board or a recommending group to the school board. The school is still very interested, I can tell you that, very interested in the west property to the parking lot.
Talked to Dr. Lanahan yesterday.
Yeah, yes. Okay. And so that's likely going to be an ask from the school, I would think, in the next few weeks or so to the city council. So we'll see where that all goes.
All right. Well, I guess we'll move into the council meeting besides that.
Yeah. Yep.
Like we knew and really do.
Yeah, council meeting last night. About an hour or so, and a lot of that was closed session talking about the Emeritus Building and City Hall future, and we can maybe talk a little bit about that. Well, I can tell you what I can.
You're allowed to say at this
right,
point.
Right.
Okay.
So no, just going through agenda items. We approved application for Aiden Dowling to the fire department. Aiden's a freshman at Wayne State College, and I don't remember where Aiden's from. He's from a rural town in Nebraska. Wanted to get involved. He's a CJ major, so he wants to kind of know what first responders do, and so we appointed him to the fire department. Next action item was to authorize the city administrator to pay out dispatch over and above what dispatch gets for vacation accrual. So our personnel manual allows us to accumulate 280 hours of vacation time. And if you accumulate, you can't accumulate more than 280. So once you hit 280, you lose it. Well, right now, dispatch, we have three trained dispatchers. We usually have five. And so they can't take vacation.
So, you know,
they really can't be gone. And so we have one dispatcher that is at the max and actually has lost a little bit, and then the other two are nearing that because they've the longevity of their service is amazing. So they are very close as well. So we want to, for the next 6 months, if they accrue more than that, they can and will pay it out. So we won't put it on the, we'll pay it out instead of putting it on the book. So they still can't get over 280. We just will pay that out as regular time. So,
okay.
We did that with the patrolmen, patrol officers probably a year or so ago when we were short staffed there. Mm-hmm. We're fully staffed with the, with patrol right now, which is great. Now we're just working on dispatch. So
we are looking for dispatchers
right now. We still are. Yes, we are. We are looking for a dispatcher. If you're interested, contact the PD. Marlon will gladly talk to you about that.
Okay.
So that was that action item. Passed unanimously again. We'll for about 6 months, we're going to be doing that. Mitzi Rodriguez-Kuffner was on the agenda to talk a little bit about Wayne Community Housing and what they're doing. They are the custodian or the owner, I'm not exactly sure how it works, on the LB 518 funds. It's the Rural Workforce Housing Funds that the city contributed to. Wakefield did it as well. We did a joint application. We co-mingled to get a grant from the state, and then now our funds are separated. So we have separate funds, but we work together to get the grant approved. And so that was 3-4 years ago or so when that happened. And so she just went through kind of the where we're at with that fund. The Wayne Fund itself has, if I remember, I don't have those numbers in front of me, I think over $400,000 in it right now. And that can be used for down payment assistance. That can be used for bridge loans where a builder would come in and say, I could use $100,000. And then once the spec home is built or the apartment is built, then they return that $100,000 back to, like I said, it's just a bridge loan that helps them out. So there is some money in that fund.
You can contact Mitzi to ask
yes,
about that.
Yep, she does that. The city doesn't do anything with that. We contributed to the fund, but we do not administer that fund. So the next three items on the agenda were all related to the district, the Northeast Nebraska Development District, and some grants that we have received. Had a public hearing. This is kind of, we've had two public hearings on this now. The first public hearing we did on this, this is the sidewalk, the trail, the drainage area right from the cemetery to Baumgars. Mm. And when we did the first public hearing, probably 6 months ago or so, the numbers were, we were going to do a segment of it where our intention was the entire thing. And so we had to redo the public hearing to say we'd put additional match in. So even though we scored well with the match, we were going to put in 100 and some thousand, we're going to put in $400,000 to get the entire thing done. So we had to have a public hearing on that. She explained that Raya Dean with the district was there to explain this. And so then we had to authorize the mayor to sign the document, and then we also approved the district for $25,000 in grant administration funds. It's advertised as a grant for $433,000, but of that, $400,000 is actually used for the construction. $25,000 is used for their grant administration, and then they'll also be using $8,000 for additional oversight. So bring that to the last resolution of theirs was oversight for a different grant we're doing or that we're administering. This is the one up at the college Freedom Park.
Right.
And so that's what this one was for. This is the admin, or I'm sorry, this is the construction management part for that grant. So you had multiple actions here. They all kind of ran together, but it was actually for two different grants that we were dealing with. We use the district a ton.
And they're administering both of them.
Yep.
Yes.
They're CDBG administrators. And so we use them for that. And then they get the admin off of those. They write all the grants. They do all the
paperwork.
They have
the expertise to do all that.
They do everything for us. And so it's well worth it to take that money, to take that off our plate, but still get the grant funds we do. And like I said, Wayne, we're very aggressive with grants. We just met with Raya before the meeting yesterday, Beth and I did, talking about what can we do with Prairie Park and trying to get some funding there. Just got another grant opportunity on our desk yesterday. Luke Virgil and myself have talked about what can we do for how it's all to do with housing. And so, yeah, it's constantly looking at those grants and see what matches the best. And you don't want to go after too many, or they may not give you one when you shouldn't say when you really need it, but you know, you can't overstay your welcome type deal. So you got to be kind of pick and choose which ones you go after, but we do as much as we can. But the flip side on that is we have to have the leverage. We have to have the capacity to do the match, to make sure the projects get done on time and all that kind of stuff. And we have a very good track record with that. So they look very favorably upon our applications.
Okay.
So
I imagine that's not always true for everybody.
No, it's not. We're lucky. And that's not, while I think current staff does a great job with all that, the Lowell Johnson, the Nancy Braden, and Betty McGuire then too did a great job of setting us up for utilizing those grants very well. And so we have a great track record, and not just the last 5 years. We have a track record for the last 25 years of that. The next, there were four other items that were added to the agenda that were amended on Monday, and it all had to do with Chicago Street and Lincoln Street project. Right. And so those were change orders, change order for each project and a payment for each project. Change order on Chicago Street, this is all the city's doings. We asked for this to change some storm sewer stuff around, to put an extra inlet in. We did a driveway that we hadn't anticipated to get the farm equipment into the field that they had been able to pass through before down there.
Uh-huh.
And so now we've got curbs. We want to make sure we cut a curb out to allow that equipment to get in there.
You need a little wider driveway than normal.
And not just hopping a curb and ultimately probably breaking the curb off with that heavy equipment. So some of those types of things. Total change orders, $12,000. But with that was also some reduction that we had, for example, Whalers had bid to seed, to put grass seed down, and they came to us and said, if this is something you want to do and you can do it cheaper, you know, we'll let you do that. So we took that out of their bid, and so the city did that themselves, and we saved a couple $1,000s to do it ourselves, and some of those types of things for that change order. The next change order was for Lincoln Street project, and that was mainly two water stops. And they're very expensive, and what a water stop is...
I was going to ask.
Yep. So Chris Whaler did a great job of explaining this. What they do in the water line, they actually drill a hole in the water line, and they put a balloon in it. But these balloons are obviously incredibly tough balloons because you've got high-pressure water coming through there. But what it does is it allows you to keep the system operational for everyone else. So in this case, if we had not done this, we would have had to go on about 3 blocks to the north, shut the water off, and we knew that valve, we have an old valve up there, that we know the water wouldn't be completely shut off. So the contractor would have had to have been working with water constantly. Now, it wouldn't have been high pressure, but it would have been still water in their way to do stuff.
Uh-huh.
So the other thing is, if you would have been able to shut that valve off, about 20 residents would have been without water for the course of however long it took them to repair it. So these water stops keep everybody in service. So while it's expensive, we're providing that service. We're trying to inconvenience you as little as possible for your water to be off. And sometimes you think, well, if I'm not home, it's not a big deal. Well, but not everybody has an 8-to-5 job. And so when they are home, that can be very inconvenient for them. So it's a convenience factor. It's an expensive convenience factor, but something that we choose to do on behalf of the residents.
Is that something that's permanent or temporary?
No, it's temporary. But now around those, there's other valves now that do shut their new valves. We bought a valve exerciser. This is probably way more than you want to know about water lines, but a valve exerciser a few years ago. And so Casey will go around and exercise valves. I mean, practice, right, shutting these valves down.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some valves that are so old in the community that you do not want to exercise them because there could be major problems when you do. I mean, then you've got way bigger issues.
I know what you're talking about.
So, yes. But
based on my house.
Oh,
yes.
Same type of thing. Okay. So it's a tough balancing act to say, yes, we want to exercise these valves, but we also want to make sure. So it's easy to exercise new valves to make sure they're working. But,
yeah, right.
And if we would have done that back in the 1950s, we'd be in better shape. But that's, you know, let's move forward and do what we can now.
Okay.
Now. So, no, those water stops come out because then valves take the places of those.
Okay.
Then we had another thing with Lincoln Street. engineer was asking for more money. Right, we love those requests for oversight. So what happened here was we had Chicago Street and Lincoln Street, two projects that were are obviously abut one another geographically even, but they were also, the bids were let fairly close to. Our hope was that the engineer could do both projects kind of at once. Well, contractor bid one and then bid the other and actually pulled off the Chicago Street project and then came back to the Lincoln. And so Olson's oversight was a little different. They had to make more trips out and mm-hmm. different things. And so it was justifiable, an extra $10,000. It was $40,000 for Chicago Street and $10,000 for Lincoln, which $10,000 for an oversight of a $200,000 project is not that much. They've been pretty good to work with because they also then have, they're also our engineer on 7th Street with the Jimmy John's property mm-hmm. there. And so they're able to check in on that project, and we're not paying for oversight on that. They're able to check on that project. So they've been pretty good to us on that. So had an action to buy a pickup, to buy a truck. And the sad part about this one was a year ago when we put in our request.
Yeah, we talked about this before. Yes.
Yeah, we were going to buy one for about $36,000. And the electric department did get theirs in. This one didn't get put in, or didn't get accepted. And so we had to go back to it. And now it's $48,000. $12,000 difference. It's incredible. And this is a state bid. This is the cheapest. This is the bottom of the line for pricing. And so, but we're replacing a 1990 vehicle with a hole in the floor. So, you know, if you can get 30 years out of a vehicle, you amortize that out and depreciate it. It's not a bad investment. But we've done a lot of vehicles recently. But when you let them build up and you have lots to replace, you know, that's why you got to constantly replace one a year or so, just to get back into a good routine that you're not replacing everything every 30 years. Instead, you're replacing one every year, and you can stretch that out. So that's what we did last night. Council unanimously approved that. We already talked about the Wayne's Community Schools.
Yep.
And that part. So moving on to Methodist Church and Emeritus. Methodist Church, Methodist Church is actually going to, I believe, have like a congregational vote first part of December, whether to sell property to the city or not for City Hall. All contingent on whether the city is able to acquire or wants to acquire the Emeritus property. No action was taken last night on the Emeritus property. We did go into closed session to talk about that. We're trying to massage numbers to see what it would cost to actually go into that building, renovate that building to what we would need, put up a lot of walls. And so the council is going to chew on those numbers for a while, and then hopefully back at the retreat in 2 weeks, we'll discuss that again. So
still in play.
Yes, absolutely. Still very much in play. It's just a matter of we want to make sure we're making the right decision. While I can't tell you what they said in closed session, they are looking at all options. They're not just fixated on one thing. They're looking at the big picture to see what's the best for the city. And costs are definitely driving a lot of that.
Okay. So, is it an option staying where we are and renovating the current location, or is that any option?
That is an option. I don't think that's a real high option on their priority list. But at the same token, I don't think anyone wants to see the building come down. So, I mean, that's what do you do there? So, I don't know. We'll have to figure that one out.
Okay.
You know, we kind of jokingly say, well, that could be sanctuary too. That could be another apartment area. But then you're looking at, is there enough parking? What do we do with those garages and some of that type of stuff? So, I don't know what'll all come of it, Dan, but hopefully we'll have a decision in the next few months.
Okay. Sure, you'll let us know.
We will. We'll keep you informed on it. So that was the meeting proper. Wanted to, however much time we have left here, just quickly on a few things. The CRA had went out for proposals for property on 2nd and Lincoln. I'm sorry, 2nd and Logan, 2nd and Nebraska Street. They own some property down there. And we did not receive any formal proposals back. So the CRA will talk about that at their next meeting, which will be the 29th. To decide if they want to, you know, extend a deadline on an RFP. Do they want to go back out again? Do they want to sit on the property for a few months or whatever, put a for sale sign up? I'm not exactly sure what they'll want to do, but we'll talk about all that kind of stuff. The Jimmy John's property, you know, weather isn't really cooperating right now. We wish it was a little bit warmer, but not going to complain about the moisture. Wish it was a little bit warmer so they could do a little more paving, but they're still doing it. They're just having to cover stuff up.
And I noticed.
Yep. So that's progressing, just not quite as quickly as everyone would like, but it is happening. And then I wanted to make sure to mention Christmas lights. Time of the year where you're getting out Christmas lights and you're very frustrated because they don't work. We recycle those at the trash and recycling center. So you can take them down there. There's a big barrel to put your Christmas lights in. And so I wanted to make sure people were aware of that.
All right.
What else you got for me, Dan? Any other questions? Or
you're ready for a big snow?
We are.
Didn't have any last year.
You know, it's tough because, again, we've got projects we want to see done, right? But we also want moisture.
Yeah.
Long term, I'm thinking moisture is probably better. But yes, we're ready for it. Yeah, last year we didn't have a whole lot. We didn't have those big snows.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer to have little snows like constantly.
That'd be nice.
Or rain constantly, warm enough. But we can't control it, so we'll just deal with it as it comes. So.
Okay. And how long, many more years do we have the mayor now? I forget.
So the mayoral term is 4 years, as is the city council. So I should have said congratulations to Mayor Geese for re-election, and congratulations to Clayton Bratchert. He'll be the new council member.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Whaler didn't run for re-election, and so he'll take over at the next meeting, December 6th. He'll be sworn in. And then we do... I just talked to Betty this morning. We'll do most of our appointments to boards and things like that at the meeting on the 20th. Department heads will be reappointed. There's some open seats on different boards that the mayor will need to appoint as well. So can't do that until you know that the mayor's in place for, at least another year. They do it every year. They'll do council president appointment and some of those types of things. So that'll all happen on the 20th.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you, Dan. Appreciate it.
We'll let you get back to work. That's Wes Blakey again, our guest today on The View from Wayne, America.
The View from Wayne, America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne, America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne, America. Enjoy the view.